Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we're going to be talking about the Padres pitching. Going to be talking a little bit about, you know, the Matt Waldron winning the fifth spot in the rotation. And then we'll also get into some bullpen stuff as well. Just kind of talk about overall where they're at. First thing to kind of get into here, not trying to come out here and just like rip these guys. It's not the point of this conversation. We're not trying to be like ripping Matt Waldron. That's not really the point. All right. But we're going to talk about kind of what we think the rotation should look like and really breaking it down and saying, do the Padres have a pitching problem? Are we looking at this because we want to talk about, you know, the first four of the rotation? That's really good. But is the bullpen good enough? Is Matt Waldron as a fifth starter good enough? And that's what we're going to kind of get into today, because if you remember last year, Padres bullpen, you know, we thought it was going to be good and it fell apart. It wasn't very good. And it kind of just was a disaster for them last year, especially in the second half after a really strong start to the season. And then also the rotation, every single year, there's been the same issue. The Padres don't have enough starters to come mid to the end of the season, basically outside of 2022. That's it. That's happened every single year, basically in the AJ Preller tenure. So getting into it first, Matt Waldron wins the fifth spot in the rotation. We kind of thought it was almost a shoo-in that Johnny Brito was going to get that spot. He struggles against what he allowed. I think he had three batters he faced. He walked one. One guy got a hit. And then he got one out. That was his outing. He didn't have a good outing. It was a bad outing. He looked really bad in LA. But that it seems like that kind of pushed him out. And now Matt Waldron's going to be the fifth starter. So Chase Isaac, to kind of start it off, do you think Matt Waldron should have been the fifth starter in the Padres rotation?
I honestly thought Johnny Brito, like we all kind of agreed that he beat him out during spring training. He did have that rough outing in LA. The only thing I can think of is that they really like the option with the knuckleball. I know he doesn't throw it all that often, but if he can bump it up to like a 40 to 50% rate and actually throw strikes with it, it kind of just gives them another option of, hey, you know what? The knuckleball is not going to tear up your arm a lot. We can go out there and maybe, yeah, he struggles, but, you know, just go out there and throw the knuckleball a ton. It's not going to cause a lot of pitch. Not a lot of arm problems. He can run up his pitch count a little bit and just give the bullpen a rest. Or they're just really like his stuff. I mean, I honestly thought Johnny Brito won. There's a couple of those where we're like, he made it over that guy. I know we're going to talk about it in the bullpen later, but Randy Vasquez got sent down. And we're just like, did he really need to get sent down? Like Jeremiah Estrada, I honestly, with the spring he had, I think we all thought he was a lock. He got sent down. Kolak made it. There's just been a couple questionable calls where a couple guys got the nods to guys we think should have. We're not on the team. We don't know everything. It's probably because some guy had a little bit more options on the other. But, well, we're walking with Matt Waldron. He didn't do horrible when he was in the bigs last year. He made a spot start and did pretty good in one of them and then struggled in another one. It's kind of a coin flip on how it's going to go. But apparently the coaches like their stuff. Let's see what Niebla can work with.
Hell no, Matt Waldron should not be the fifth starter. Absolutely not. You know, not only did I think that by this time, well, I think Johnny Brito should have won it. I think he should be the fifth starter. I think he was kind of penciled in for a while. It looked like he was penciled in as that fifth starter until he wasn't, which is unfortunate. If you're going to go based off one outing against the Dodgers, honestly, I thought the stuff was there. Maybe he wasn't hitting his spots, command was off, but I thought the stuff was there. I thought he looked all right. I think a problem he has is kind of his mechanics are a little funky to the point where he doesn't really hide the ball very well. And seems like hitters, maybe eventually if they're able to pick it up, will be able to pick up the ball out of his hand a little easier. And maybe that's something that needs to be fixed. But other than that, I thought he looked okay. Again, I thought he was going to for sure be the fifth starter. But what surprised me even more is that I thought by now, by March 26th, a day or two away from opening day, I thought we'd have a lefty starter by now. I thought for sure we would have a lefty starter by now. Dude, it's been so long. We got Dylan Cease and we're like, hey, this is a great top four and let's just go get a lefty and we'll be all right. Dude, where's the lefty, bro? We got no lefties. And it's like, you look at the teams that we're going to be playing against and and you see like, oh, well, the Dodgers' best hitters are Ohtani, Freeman, and I mean, Mookie, of course, is just a great player. But then you go to the Diamondbacks, like Corbin Carroll's a lefty, Ketel Marte hits switch. The Rockies, you don't really care about. They somehow beat us every time at Coors Field. And then you go to the Giants, and there's like Tyrell Estrada, Lamont. Some of their best hitters are lefties. Younghoe Lee's a lefty, so some of their best hitters are also lefties. So you just kind of figured by now that there'd be a lefty in your rotation. I was wrong. I was wrong for sure. We don't have a lefty in our rotation. We're going all righty. This is the righty militia. And I just don't really know. I don't know why that's the case. I don't know what their expectations are out of a full righty bullpen, but I think the wrong righty was chosen in Matt Waldron. I understand, you know, the dynamic of a knuckleball kind of sounds impressive and it sounds fun. And if you play MLB, the new MLB The Show, you know that knuckleball is the nastiest thing in the game. But in his one outing last year, he threw it maybe three times or two outings. I forgot. But the first time I saw him, he threw it three or four times.
Guys, real quick, six starts last year. It didn't feel like that, right?
It did not feel like that. Honestly, there were times where I just wouldn't. I think there were times where I'd see he's starting and I just wouldn't watch. So maybe that's why I didn't feel like it. But I remember the first time I watched, I was like, bro, is this dude ever going to throw the knuckleball? And I saw him throw it a few times. It's a good knuckleball. It's just that, like Chase said, you know, he didn't throw it enough to where you're really comfortable with him on the mound, especially in a spot where you're kind of going to need four or five innings from your starters. I think he can be solid depth. I think he can be the guy that you can look to. Hey, this guy's injured, this guy's hurt, and you'll say, maybe this would be nice to have him. But as your fifth starter to open the season, you're gonna have him start that. I think it's the first game against the Cardinals. I don't know how that sounds. Good thing it's only April. Like, it's only gonna be an April game. You're not too worried about it, right? Like, nonetheless, every win does count. We learned that last season when the Padres missed the playoffs by a game or two. But I'm just not very impressed with the arsenal. I wasn't impressed with the arsenal. If one of you could pull up like his Baseball Savant or Fangraphs, whatever it is, that would be great, so that way we can take a look. But yeah, we'll go more into it right now. But again, so, I think Breedman should have won this spot.
So going to his six starts, his first one, 4.2 innings, three earned runs, one walk, three strikeouts, eight hits, one home run. Holy crap, he gave up a home run in every single game he pitched. That's not good. Second game, five innings, four earned runs, one home run, two walks, one strikeout. Not that great. Next game, 5.1 innings, two earned runs, seven hits, one home run, one walk, five strikeouts, better. 5.2, three hits, one home run, one earned run, two walks, nine strikeouts, a lot better. Then it was six innings, two earned runs, one home run, two walks, two strikeouts. It's not the greatest. He doesn't walk a lot of people, which is great. You always want to see that out of a pitcher. You would like to see him strike out more guys. I mean, especially if you're not going to throw the knuckleball that much. You want to see him get more guys out on his secondary pitches and everything that's not the knuckleball. He had one game where he had nearly double-digit strikeouts. He had one game with over five strikeouts. That's a little concerning. The other part that's concerning is he gave up a home run in every single game he pitched last season. It's not good. When you're giving up a home run every single game, you're going to have some really bad outings. Especially with as much as he gets hit.
It's not ideal, dude. It's definitely not ideal. And his stuff isn't that crazy either. Like, that's the thing. Like, you look at these advanced numbers, like fastball, it's like averages a 91. That's not ideal. Like, his stuff just didn't look that great, you know? Like, it just, I think that was the issue that we felt like. It was like, oh, like, we did trade Juan Soto for a couple of these guys, and neither of them are going to be in the rotation, which is concerning because the thought process was like, you're getting cheap arms that are going to have a bunch of innings. One of them gets sent down. So that's not looking good. That it seems like, from whatever, like we can kind of think of what we want about it, but like, that's obviously not what you had in mind when you traded Juan Soto to the Yankees. was that these guys were going to come over here and they weren't going to immediately step up. Now there's Michael King, of course. That's, you know, that he I think he's going to be good, right? Like, we all feel like a lot more confident about Michael King, but like, you need one of Brito or Vasquez to be pretty damn good for your return to look solid, especially to have a good year this year. So I think that's really concerning. I mean, also, like, outside of him, like, I definitely thought Brito was going to make it. But then you guys started talking about it a little bit, but like the bullpen, Randy Vasquez, I feel like should have made it. He should have made the team. Jeremiah should have made the team. And like, just kind of based on what we saw and everything, I would have thought Matt Waldron wouldn't have made it. I would have thought that Kolek wouldn't have made it. And instead, I thought Brito would be the fifth starter, and then you'd have Vasquez and Jeremiah coming out of the bullpen. Also, those guys are all righties, so it's not like it's a lefty-righty thing. They're all, every single player I just named is a righty. And now that's not going to be the case. And maybe, you know, you're looking at those game logs, Chase. His best outing when he struck out 9 guys was against the Cardinals. So maybe they're treating it like a spot start. Like, maybe that's part of it. Maybe they feel like, hey, you know, we want to work on some stuff with Brito first. And like, yes, he's in the majors, but they don't want to mess with his options. And then with Vasquez, maybe they're working on some stuff. Now, I could see that, and that would be the most ideal situation. But like, you would ideally want Brito or Vasquez to take that fifth spot, especially because Brito pitched more last year. He's pitching at Yankee Stadium opposed to where Matt Waldron's pitching at Petco, allowing a home run every game. Almost all the games he started were in Petco. I think he pitched in, I think it was like, what, 8 games? I think 6 of them were in Petco. And I mean, I don't know, dude. It just doesn't seem very ideal that like, that they're not in the rotation, dude. So that's the concern I have, where it's like, okay, how good is this bullpen actually going to be? Because let's be honest, guys, I get it's 2 games, but it looked a little bit scary in those 2 games. That's how I felt. I was like, I felt like this bullpen was going to be better. Woosuck Go, he's in the minors too. Like, you signed him to come in. He hasn't looked good enough where he's not going to make the team. Now, Matsui looks like a stud. Like, looking at the bullpen a little bit more, Matsui looks really good. Suarez looks like he's kind of back. His stuff looks great. Peralta, Cosgrove, Anil De Los Santos, those guys are guys you feel all right about. You also got Pedro Avila in there as well. But like, so you have some arms that you like, but you also are a little bit concerned about some of these other guys. So I just feel like, and like you said, Isaac, right when you started talking, you thought that it was going to be, you know, you thought we were going to add a lefty. Chase sent, you sent the group chat today. Was it Shoto Amanga? Like, oh, this guy's had an insane spring. Dude, that was a guy we wanted so bad. And he was cheap. He was super cheap. And they don't have a lefty now. So it's like, not ideal. Not ideal. So that's kind of where I'm feeling with it too, is like, I don't know if it's not like they have a problem, but like, it's something to monitor. What do Brito and Vasquez do this year? Because that's a big deal right there. But that's kind of my overall thoughts on it. But I don't know. What do you guys think about the bullpen? You're on the same page as me, right? With how that should have went, how we thought it should have went, where Brito is the fifth spot and Vasquez and Jeremiah made it.
Yeah. Then, you know, I don't think Matthew Boyd has signed anywhere. You could still get a lefty for super cheap on a flyer, do a 6-man rotation, and, or, you know, just send Waldron down and make him the fifth man. You just need a lefty, like a lefty that can go innings. I'm looking at the roster and like, we have Wandy Peralta, but he's mainly just like a 1, maybe 2 inning guy. Mordejon, which we don't know when his elbow is going to give out. That's been the problem with Mordejon. He can't pitch more than 16 innings in a year before he gets hurt. So that's not an option. Matsui is not a starter. He's going to be a closer. Tom Cosgrove doesn't go more than 1 or 2 innings at most. And that's our options. We don't have any left-handed reliever that is going to go more than 3-4 innings. And that's kind of scary. We don't have a left-handed pitcher that can go more than 3 innings. And that is a terrifying thing to think about. Because when you look at different matchups, hey, you know, having one being really great against left-handed hitters so that, you know, we don't have to worry about Ohtani and Freeman for a game would be really, really great. Because then you could just focus on the right-handed hitters like Betts. But no, we're going to have to worry about them. And if maybe Max Muncy, I don't know what he's going to do this year, but some of the Dodgers' best hitters and power hitters are left-handed. And if you had a really strong lefty and you can neutralize him for a game, you're at a severe advantage. But hey, what do we know?
I feel like some of the best games the Padres have had against the Dodgers were with Snell on the mound, a lefty. And I'm a little like, I think Vasquez should have for sure made it. I think 100% Vasquez should have made the bullpen. You look at his numbers last year. I think he had, I think I just checked right now. It was like the 2023 regular season. He had a 2.87 ERA and 37 innings pitched, 33 strikeouts, 1.27 whip. So like, it's not awful. And he was young. He's only like 24, 25 years old. A lot of room to grow. And it's all, I understand it's super early in the trade. We haven't really even seen these guys play yet, but you're trading the modern day Ted Williams. You're not supposed to get a bullpen arm, a minor leaguer in return. I mean, that's just my opinion. Especially guys that were apparently supposed to be ready by now. You'd expect Vasquez and Brito to be competing for the last spot in the rotation rather than a spot in the bullpen. Like, realistically, Brito should be a starter eventually. He should not be in the bullpen. If you think he's just a bullpen arm, like, that's kind of a shame, because he had some solid starts with the Yankees last year. And realistically, if you want him to be a starter soon, you should have just put him in AAA so we can get starter type innings. That way, when he comes back, he's ready to pitch 5-6 innings in a game rather than giving him an inning or two, maybe three in a game, and having to extend him as time goes on. You should just have him ready when the time comes. Same thing with Vasquez. Surprised. I mean, Kolek actually had a good spring, but it wasn't as good as Jeremiah's. Jeremiah had a better whip, a 0 ERA, I think it was. He was striking out a lot of guys. That Dodger game, he came in. I think he got two walks and a lot of hit, but he ended up getting out of it. That's something you want to see out of a reliever. So, yeah, he probably should have made it too. There's some question marks. I think they're going to get sorted out here soon. I do think that, although I don't think a free agent signing is very likely at this time, even though there's still some good names out there. Of course, we're advocates of Brandon Belt and Tommy Pham. I want them. I think we all think they'd be pretty solid upgrades in our lineup. But pitching wise, I don't think there's any significant upgrades coming here soon. I think if we're going to go the pitching route, it's going to be in a trade. I think it's more likely that they reevaluate the pitching at the deadline than making any moves for it right now. And it's a shame, because you don't have any solid lefties, where as in last year, you know, you could rely on Blake Snell, Josh Hader, you know, the good lefty arm. Tom Cosgrove ended up being a very valuable lefty arm. Tim Hill at times was, before last year, was a valuable lefty arm. You had some valuable lefty arms. And I actually think Morejon, like, yes, Chase, you're absolutely right. He has trouble going sick past 60 innings, but I think he's going to be pretty good out of the bullpen. I liked what I saw against the Dodgers. And we've always liked what we saw from Morejon. So I do think he's going to be valuable out of the bullpen. Just pray to God he can last the full season. But I mean, the lefty arms, they're good. I mean, Cosgrove's good. I think Morejon's good. Matsui's good. It's just, you're right, they're not going to give you a lot of innings. They're not going to give you starter type innings like you need. I mean, are you really praying that Michael King, Randy Vasquez, and Johnny Brito are actually good pitchers, sub four ERA pitchers? And if not, you just, unfortunately, and I understand he cost a lot, and they apparently weren't able to afford him. I don't buy it, but you gave up Juan Soto, so this trade needs to hit.
And final thing I'll say with that is the whole thing is that reason why you trade Juan Soto, right, is that he only had 1 year left on his contract. You know, you didn't think you were going to re-sign him. If the other guys don't pan out, you're getting 2 years of Michael King. That's only one more year.
To be fair, that's not, we flipped Thorpe for Cease.
That's true. No, that's true.
That works. Yes, that works for me. I mean, I don't know, man. We've heard things about Soto, of course. We've seen things about Soto that maybe didn't rationalize with the reason of getting rid of him. It's just that, you know, you're kind of hoping that one of these guys ends up being not necessarily a stud. You just kind of hope that they can fill your 3, 4, 5, like, at minimum.
That's why it's concerning to me. That's why I'm like, oh, it's a little scary here. Yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at. I mean, that's where we're at on the pitching. Yeah, like you said, Chase, was it Matthew Boyd is like the only option? He's not good. So it's like you're just kind of gonna have a similar fifth starter, but he is a lefty. I think if they're gonna make changes in the rotation or in the bullpen, it's gonna be through a trade opposed to in the lineup. You could go sign Brandon Belt. You can go sign Tommy Pham, and those are like spots that you actually are looking. Like that, those are like your holes. Those are like they would fill that. Where Matthew Boyd, it's like, okay, that's not a good signing. You sign him and have him just immediately come in and start after not being in spring or anything at all. That's probably not ideal. Matt Waldron, Brito will probably both be better than him. So, yeah, I think that's where we're at. But I don't know. Let us know what you think. I mean, what are the expectations for this Padres? Just I think pitching staff in general, maybe you split it up between the starters and then the bullpen in general, but like I don't know, what are people feeling? Because I feel like we've been a little spoiled with how good they've pitched in the past. Like last year that rotation was phenomenal and it didn't get them to the playoffs, you know, and obviously like, it was really bad and unlucky, which I think is stupid, because if you're just not clutch it doesn't mean you're unlucky, I mean you weren't clutch. So I don't know, man. It's rough. It's just weird looking at it. But I love the 1-2-3-4. I love the 1-2-3-4. I love a few guys out of the pen, but it's like the depth, that's where it's going to be a little testy, and we'll see what happens with them.
You have one more thing? Back to the depth. The bullpen depth is great. I mean, you still have Jeremiah. You have Alex Jacob, who we didn't mention. Alex Jacob did really good last year before he got hurt. So having him just kind of down in the minors is also a really good thing. Luis Patino, maybe Randy Vasquez, Jeremiah. Like, we still have depth in the minors for bullpen. Starters, it's not great. You know, you have Brito and Jay Groom.
Oh, yeah. Last thing, we were told that those funds that weren't going to be given to Juan Soto this year were going to be allocated somewhere else. We were promised deliver on it. That's a warning. But yeah, it's kind of ridiculous as to what, like, it's been so long. It's been, when did we trade him? I don't remember.
December.
I think it was December. Wow, it's been a while. So those funds should have been allocated by now, AJ. But I mean, I don't know. It's just a promise that we were told. That's it. That's all.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's going to do it. Let us know what you think about this pitching staff. What are your expectations? You know, what are you kind of thinking about it? We'll have some stuff out. We're going to be talking about Padres Giants here tomorrow. But thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you all soon. See you.